Now the news. I'm Do Hongyu. Chinese Defense Minister Li Shangfu has delivered a speech at the 20th Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore, stressing the One China principle on the Taiwan question.
China must be and will be reunified. It is the aspiration of a people and in line with the trend of our times. We will strive for the prospect of peaceful reunification with utmost sincerity and greatest efforts. But we make no promise to renounce the use of force. If anyone dares to separate Taiwan from China, the Chinese military will not hesitate for a second. We will fear no opponents and resolutely safeguard national sovereignty and territorial integrity, regardless of any cost.
Minister Li also elaborated on the global security initiative proposed by Chinese President Xi Jinping. He says the initiative seeks a new path featuring dialogue without confrontation and partnership over alliances. Sunday is the final day of the Shangri-La Dialogue, which brings together officials and scholars from around 40 nations, focusing on identifying challenges and exploring solutions to security issues across the Asia-Pacific region. A landslide in Sichuan province has left at least 19 people dead. The landslide occurred on Sunday in a national forest in Leshan. The rescue operation has ended. An investigation is underway. Tao Yuan has more.
This is a very mountainous area, very foggy, quite prone to landslides. It's about 1 hour and a half drive away from the Leshan city center. It's in the mountainous rural district. So the incident actually hit a coal mine located halfway up the mountainside. And in this case, in the case of the Leshan coal mine landslide, a large amount of debris slid down the mountain and hit the production and living platform of the coal mine situated halfway up the mountainside, killing 19 people. Now, a handful of others sustained some levels of injuries but were able to escape the disaster.
The Shenzhou 15 manned spacecraft has brought back the fourth batch of scientific experiment samples from the China Space Station. The samples weighing over 20 kilograms were collected from 15 experiments in the space station. The spaceship returned to Earth safely on Sunday with three taikonauts or Chinese astronauts who have completed their six-month mission. Some of the samples have been transported to Beijing and delivered to researchers for further studies. Fighting has escalated in several areas of Sudan's capital after a ceasefire ended. The two-week truce between Sudan's army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces expired on Saturday evening. It allowed for humanitarian aid and helped calm the fighting, but was repeatedly violated. Peace talks brokered by Saudi Arabia and the United States were also suspended on Friday, though both countries said they're still engaging with the warring parties daily. The deadly clashes have entered its eighth week, with over 1.2 million people displaced within the country. Oil prices have jumped after Saudi Arabia announced it'll cut production by another 1 million barrels per day. This comes as the OPEC Plus alliance of major oil-producing countries faces flagging oil prices and a looming supply glut. Saudi Energy Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman Al Saud said the reduction can be extended. The decision came on Sunday after the alliance met at the OPEC headquarters in Vienna. The rest of the OPEC Plus oil producers agreed to extend earlier cuts in supply through the end of 2024 by a further 1.4 million barrels per day. India's railways minister says the fatal train derailment on Friday was caused by an error in the electronic signaling system that led a train to wrongly change tracks. The number of deaths of the accident has been revised down to 275 after it was found that some bodies had been counted twice. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has vowed to bring those responsible to justice. U.S. fighter jets have scrambled to chase a light aircraft that violated airspace in the Washington, D.C. area. The aircraft with an unresponsive pilot later crashed into mountainous terrain in southwest Virginia. Officials say the jet fighters prompted a sonic boom over the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to catch up with the Cessna plane. Search efforts are still underway by state and local authorities. And that's the news. I'm Do Hongyu.